Hey, No Stroke listeners. David and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. If you find our podcast valuable, we ask that you consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You could head over to nostrokepod.com to become a supporter of the show and help David and I continue to create content for listeners in our stroke community around the globe. Now let's get to today's episode.
We have a response to Alvin's question a couple episodes ago about, you know, your podcasting keys to success. David from No Stroke Podcast, if we could get one hospital stroke support group to use our digital content to educate survivors and caregivers that have been impacted by stroke, then 2024 would have been deemed a success for us. And P.S., icing on the cake, sprinkling a few dozen new show supporters using the sweet new support feature on Buzzsprout would make our podcast year a bit happier too. Yes.
That would be huge.
Absolutely.
That is exactly, like, those are the stories we love. I want to hear more of that. That's fantastic. Somebody who's podcasting and they're like legitimately looking for like one person to be impacted by the stuff that they do. Like that should be all of our goals.
Yeah.
Right.
It's absolutely. So
great. Especially when you're talking about like victims of stroke and stuff. Like you have content that you believe is valuable to them that can make their lives better, that can help them after suffering some sort of medical setback or a health issue or something like that. Great work. Keep it up and keep sharing your stories because we love it.
All right. So those were the voices of podcast hosts Jordan and Kevin of Buzzcast podcast. They're both with Buzzsprout, which you guys may know that they're the hosting partner for our podcast. So we appreciate them including my answer in one of their recent episodes where their other guest, Alvin, had asked us to chime in on how they would measure success for their own podcast in the new year. So that's how I answered, Mike. And you know, we're glad that they are, you know, gave us some airtime and thought that it was worthy of their time. So what do you think?
Yeah, it was a nice mention, get a bit of publicity our podcast hosting partners.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess why don't we kind of intro what this is today, right? You know, we're not going to have a guest on. You know, we're titling this, you know, Snapcast of some sort, right? We haven't come up with the title just yet, but you will see it once this is live. But you know, this is kind of it's been your idea for a little bit, and I think it's a great way to, you know, come in and have short content, you know, be able to give an idea of, hey, what's coming up, what have we recorded. Why don't you kind of bring folks through in your head, like what you're seeing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
This piece of content.
I guess first credit to where credit is due. We did not come up with the name Snapcast. It's from the voices of the Buzzcast podcast, where they are always trying to figure new ways of bringing in engagement. And we, you know, that really resonated when they came up with it. So we're going to give them credit and how we, you know, I envision us doing this. You know, we're all busy. So, you know, short shout outs and, you know, broadcasts and timely events and announcements for some of our partners and, you know, just folks that are doing good work in the community. I thought that would be a good way to, you know, bring it on as a Snapcast and you know, kind of using it as an example, the folks that you see on some of our show notes as a partner with Buzzsprout. Not only are they our hosting partner, but we're also an affiliate in that we use their service and anyone also uses their service. You know, we get a little change in our wallet to be able to continue to do what we do. So, you know, this will evolve and hopefully, you know, if it works, we're going to continue. But the idea is to keep it quick. So I'll be quiet here.
Sure, yeah. Short form content, David. I think you're hanging out with more Gen Zs than I am. You know, the Gen Z culture, TikTok. Culture, I think they call it, you know, the short. So let's do a quick recap. You know, for those maybe who weren't able to listen into the past two episodes,
So in the past two guests, so we had two great guests. We had episode 69, Rory Pallera, stroke thriver. We learned, you know, based on his athletic background and mindset, how he, you know, and tenacity, Mike is the word he used, how he hacked his own recovery and he used technology, optimizing his, you know, his outcomes through data generated by his Apple Watch. Great listen. And then that led us to episode 70 with Rory found as part of his rehab, in his rehab journey, Jenna Murray Rosenthal. If you haven't listened to that one as well, another great episode. And she's clinically trained speech and language pathologist who used her CrossFit background to develop this fantastic neuroadaptive fitness model and gym in the Boston area called Fit to Function Recovery. So, so many great sound bites and her magic wand, Mike, still kind of resonate with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Two great episodes there. And kind of keeping on this theme of fitness before we get into some new stuff in May, which, you know, we're looking forward to Stroke Awareness Month. We have something special lined up for that. You know, we'll be closing out April, hoping to get Dr. Carolyn Brown in from Stroke OT. So Stroke OT is a nonprofit based here in Connecticut, doing, you know, similar stuff to what Jen is doing up in the you know, Boston area, really tailoring these programs, you know, exercise focused for the neuro population. So, you know, she's been doing, you know, fantastic work over the past few years, really been able to grow the program. So yeah, we want to bring her back on, kind of catch up. She's been a past guest, helped us out on some of the early work that we've been doing. So
yeah
hoping to kind of get a catch up and talk more, you know, local. And I think that's, you know, we've talked about it before, David, like, you know, we spoke about Jenna in the Boston area. There's these pockets of things happening. So just kind of moving across and local, you know, ultimately is, you know, where change happens as well, right?
Yep.
Like trying to get into these smaller pockets and understand what's happening in the community is important. So yeah, looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. And it's going to be great catching up with Carolyn again. Again, like you said, you know, going way back to our Next Step Forward program when you and I first connected, she was a big part of that, taking a chance with us, and really she's doing great work, and it'd be great to kind of shine a spotlight on her again as we connect these dots. So I think that's, you know, I think that's where we'll leave it. But I just want to say, if we get this out in time, since it's a Snapcast and this quick, you know, Monday's Boston Marathon Monday, and to all those folks that are, you know, lacing it up for different causes, whether it be Teddy's team, Dana-Farber, all the great, you know, efforts that folks do. Those are the grinders. Those are the folks that usually are not qualifying. And those are the folks that are, you know, finishing in 4, 5, and 6 hours, but are doing it because their heart is in the right place and they want to make a difference. So to everyone, Godspeed on that. I'm doing a very much shorter version of this, but based on Jenna's interview, I'm going to be doing a 5K in May with the Saya Fitness Club, and Jenna's been providing the template or the guideline over the last 6 to 8 weeks for her athletes and anyone with Saya Group that wants to move from, as she says, you know, basically couch to 5K. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Nice. Where's that? And where are you guys?
So that's in Canton, Mass. Trillium. I can put the link in our show notes too for anyone who might want to come out and support.
I think we're gonna have to get you a go. You know, it'd be cool. Let's get you a GoPro. So we could go live while you're on the 5K.
Well, that's Jake's thing. So in addition to the music side, he's got the video side too. So maybe that'll be kind of fun. Yeah.
Or get some content out of it. What's the date?
It is May 11th, so it's coming up quick. It's a Saturday, and you know, if your schedule's free, you could be the one wearing the GoPro on your. Maybe I'm they'll allow the bike that. If you don't want the pounding. But let's. We'll get. I'll be sure to get some footage. Okay. Either way.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for our first Snapcast. Look out for more of these, you know, in between our interviews. But, you know, from the crew here at No Stroke, thanks for listening.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the No Stroke Podcast. Be sure to tune in each week for more knowledge on stroke recovery in the brain with tips, technology, and interesting stroke thriver interviews where they share their success to enable you on your own healing journey. Make sure to hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. Mike and I will love to ask you to rate and review our show to enable us to grow our audience. Please check the show notes to follow us on social so you can connect and reach out to find more about advertising with us or becoming a guest on our show. Until next time, stay well, keep the faith, and keep moving forward.